From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, September 23rd. I'm Abby Larico. The St. Louis City Justice Center has a new Commissioner of Corrections. Nate Hayward comes to the city from St. Louis County Corrections and says he has plans that he hopes help put a concerned community at ease.
Family members, if they would like to see, you know, what we're doing, I'm open to talk with them and let them know that we are going to make this place better.
STLPR's Lucretia Wembley's discussion with Hayward about his open door policy and more, coming up after this news on The Gateway. St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery is asking a judge to temporarily block legislation that defines his role and places his office under strict financial monitoring for the next year. The motion, filed shortly after the measure was signed, argues that Board Bill 33 would cause, quote, irreparable harm to court security if his deputies are required to transport detainees to medical appointments. Montgomery's attorneys say the city overstepped its authority with the bill's passage and that only the Missouri General Assembly can assign duties to a county office. The sheriff's office also claims medical transports should fall to the city's Department of Public Safety, which directly contracts with a private provider. A city spokesperson said they do not comment on pending legal action. A developer hopes to turn Green Street's shuttered Armory property into a data center. St. Louis Public Radio's Kayvon Mansouri reports one alderman worries the project could be trouble for Midtown.
In an open letter Monday, Ward 9 Alderman Michael Browning called the plan to turn the property into a data center short-sighted. Developer Rod Thomas hopes to purchase the Armory property and build a $600 million data center in the building and on its parking lot. Browning says the project would reverse the progress made in Midtown to create a more people-friendly area.
The Foundry, the Cortex District, Forest Park Southeast, all of these neighborhoods have seen such incredible progress, and it would be strange to then create a dead space right in the middle of our city.
He also questioned the project's economic value to the city, as well as its environmental impact. The plan will go before a conditional use hearing on Thursday morning. I'm Kayvon Mansouri, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis Public Schools will soon resume having community conversations around school closures. STLPR's Hiba Ahmed has this update.
The district says it will hold its final phase of community engagement events around school closures next month. The events were temporarily postponed due to the May 16 tornado. The district also wanted to get a better handle on the extent of the damage to the buildings and impact on student enrollment. SLPS closed 7 of its schools for this fall and relocated students to other buildings within the district. Superintendent Millicent Borishade shared a report in July that suggested closing over half of the district's schools due to declining enrollment and high cost of repairs to aging buildings. The October 20th event at the Clyde C. Miller Career Academy in Grand Center will be an opportunity for the community to weigh in on the district's future. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
First Amendment advocates are expressing concern over a letter sent to all University of Missouri system employees. The emails from each of the campus's chancellors say there is a limit to free speech, and university employees may face consequences for sharing controversial opinions publicly. David Snyder is the executive director of the nonprofit First Amendment Coalition. He says the letter is legally accurate, but is still troublesome. He's concerned by language that employees could still be disciplined when sharing opinions, even off-duty.
When your employer says something like this, you stand up and listen, and people don't want to lose their jobs. And there really is a climate of fear right now in the country about speaking out.
University officials say the letter did not represent changes to school policy, only a reminder. The letter comes in the wake of the assassination of right-wing activist Charlie Kirk and cases of backlash to comments about Kirk's death and legacy. Missouri's Education Department is recommending the removal of 177 licensing rules for childcare facilities that it says are repetitive and outdated. Jody Fortino reports.
Governor Mike Kehoe ordered the department to reduce regulatory requirements by at least 10%. More than half of the state's licensing rules were also repeated in both the Family Child Care Home and Child Care Center rulebooks. Carla Esslinger is the state's Commissioner of Education. She says complex licensing regulations deter people from the child care field.
Before it was so complicated, it wasn't attractive. It was truly a you know, work of love because you really and truly wanted to provide opportunities for kids.
The department plans to consolidate regulations into a single book with general requirements for all providers and specific ones for different types of facilities. I'm Jody Fortino.
A new tool from the federal government will bring together data on drought and flooding in the Mississippi River Basin. A coalition of mayors along the river unveiled the new dashboard last week. Cape Girardeau Mayor Stacy Kinder says this year, disasters have had serious impacts.
Spring and summer this year have brought renewed challenges to our corridor in the mid-Mississippi River. That area sustained record spring rainfall, ending with 6 out of 10 Mississippi River states now experiencing drought.
The mayor say this new tool will help cities prepare for coming extreme weather. The dashboard shows large parts of the Great Plains and lower Midwest are currently experiencing historically dry soil conditions. Nate Hayward started as the new commissioner of the St. Louis Division of Corrections on September 16th. He says he plans to update the jail's use of force policies and increase transparency at the facility using his 32 years of experience at the St. Louis County Jail. STLPR's Lucretia Wimbley visited Hayward at his office last week to discuss his plans for the troubled city jail.
I believe I can help the city jail become successful. The last three years when I became deputy director at the county, we had issues also. And I fixed that. So I'm looking forward to trying to help the city jail with my leadership team. I believe we can do it.
What were some of those issues?
Our use of force was pretty high. Once I took over, the use of force went down completely. That was credit to our leadership team.
Gotcha. And when you say use of force, you mean like COs against detainees?
Yes. Instead of just going right in and just pepper spraying, we try to communicate first and talk them down before you just automatically just pull your pepper spray out.
Now, you're familiar with your predecessor, Doug Burris, since you two worked together at the county jail. One of his priorities was hiring more staff. Can hiring more staff improve things?
Oh, yes. It helps out a great deal because you'll have more officers, you know, in areas making sure that we conducting tours on a regular basis and making sure that they're on time.
What will you do differently here to make a positive impact?
Our new training coordinator, right now he's working on our use of force policy. We're starting with that first, and then we're going to move on to other policies. When you have an open door with the outside, I believe you kind of get rid of all the rumors and you let people see what's going on and they understand that you're making sure you're doing the right thing.
What did that look like out in the county?
Well, I met with a lot of the Reverend activists in St. Louis County. They call and ask, can they meet with me? And I, you know, meet with them. They come up to my office and we discuss different issues that they heard about. And I show them on the video what happened. And they'll understand, so they'll go back out to the community and let the people outside know that everything was done correctly.
So Burris mentioned that there's still some conflicting culture within the city jail among staff and COs. I mean, he mentioned that some understand the importance of productive relationships with detainees and others are old school, preferring outdated punishment methods. How do you shift the culture within the jail for the better when it's been that way for so long?
I think just training and also meeting with everyone and letting them know the direction that you're going. I want to hear what they want to talk about, you know, get some feedback, and we're going to move forward and hopefully we could change the culture in here.
Since a significant number of pretrial detainees have been dying in custody, family and friends of loved ones inside the facility are angry and frustrated, and some don't believe anything will change. What would you say to them?
Well, first, my condolences to the families. The way we going to be doing things with the training, I'm praying that we can change the culture. And also, just outside family members, if they would like to see, you know, what we're doing or communicate with me, I'm open to talk with them, you know, and let them know that we are going to make this place better.
Is there anything else that you just like to add that you think people should know about your personal philosophies?
I'm a family man. I have 5 grandchildren. Every chance I get, I spend with them. I love what I do, and that I have a passion for it. I brought so many different devices to St. Louis County, from going to visit jails in Florida, South Carolina, Arizona, Texas, and I'm looking to continue to do that, to bring some great ideas here at St. Louis City.
That was Commissioner of Corrections Nate Hayward speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley. Our Brian Moline edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway. Thanks for listening.